What makes a documentary film a documentary? Well, if that's an academic question, then it's fitting that it is racking brains at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Academy Awards, the Oscars. And this year's winner for Best Documentary Short Subject has raised the question of where creative documentary technique ends and fiction begins. The winning film was Mighty Times, The Children's March. It's about the civil rights movement in Birmingham, Alabama in 1963. And there were enough complaints about it that the Academy brought in John Else to review it. He was the series producer of Eyes on the Prize, the 1987 public television series about the civil rights movement. And he joins us from Berkeley, California. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Well, what was wrong, if anything, with Mighty Times?
Well, the question with this film comes from the fact that the archive footage, the real archive footage, and the very skillfully dramatized archive footage are seamlessly woven together, so that the audience really has no way of knowing whether a particular shot, say, of Police Commissioner Bull Connor is the real Bull Connor or an actor. That's one problem. The other problem is that there are, in fact, shots from other cities at other times that are edited into the events in Birmingham. No one has any problem with the reenactment. We all do reenactment from time to time. The question raised here is whether it's appropriate to use reenactment that the audience does not know is reenactment.
Now, at the producer's website, the producers of this film, they speak of a technique which they call faux doc, and they say, in order to distinguish faux doc from archival footage, we stripe the borders of reenactment scenes with film sprockets. The net result is honorable both artistically and historically, making very clear which footage is new and which is not.
That was not done in the copy of the film which I saw.
So you didn't have at least that visual footnote saying this is a reenactment?
No, I did not have that visual footnote either on the reenactment or on the shots from other cities in other years that were cut in. This film certainly did not violate Academy rules as they presently stand. We all, at some point in our career, have been tempted to do this. Many of us have done it. I know I've done it in small doses and regretted it immediately, and I think we have to think twice about continuing to do it.
Well, it sounds like, from what you've seen, even though this may raise problems for you, and even if the producer of another film that was nominated in the same category has protested, what was done, you're saying, is within the rules of the Academy for this category.
It is within the rules, and I don't think the Academy questions that. I think what the Academy is rightly doing is looking at how it defines documentary.
Is this question that has been raised about Mighty Times, is it essentially one of labeling, or is it the content of the film?
Well, I mean, the irony is that this is a story that really needs to be told, and I'm glad that it got told. The question is, do the filmmakers intend that the audience take this to be the genuine article? Certainly, when the ordinary viewers see a scene of historical footage in Birmingham, Alabama, and inserted into that is a shot from, say, the Watts riot in California, ordinary viewers are going to believe that that, in fact, took place in Birmingham.
Does that happen in this film?
It does, yes.
And that's not an allusion to Watts. It's actually cut in, as one would think that it's happening.
There's also a shot from the Little Rock, Arkansas school desegregation crisis.
You are confident when you say that there's footage in there from Watts and Little Rock, and that's where those pictures come from.
Well, I'm confident that those shots, I'm confident that those shots have been used in other films, specifically as Watts and Little Rock.
Other films like Eyes on the Prize?
Eyes on the Prize and others. The story of the events in Birmingham, Alabama in the summer of 1963 actually did unfold the way it's portrayed. The problem here is the evidence that's put on the screen. The problem here is the visualization, and that's where we get into this murky area. But I mean, All the President's Men is true. The fiction, the drama, All the President's Men is true. And the newsroom in the Washington Post is meticulously reconstructed in that film. So it is, in fact, a true story to a great degree.
But it's not a documentary.
But it's not a documentary, no.
Well, Mr. Else, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
John Else, cinematographer and series producer of Eyes on the Prize, reviewed the Academy Award-winning documentary short Mighty Times after the Academy received complaints about its use of dramatic reenactments.